This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Today we are joined by a very good friend of mine, Sheikh Wa'il Ibrahim. He loves to be called Brother Wa'il Ibrahim, and he is my brother and your brother. The reason why I have chosen to come to introduce him is because he is from Perth, Australia. He has come a long, long journey, mashallah. And this brother is an expert in behavioral addictions to help people in their therapy, in their journey to be healed from addictions. You know, in this world we are living through things we should not be shy to address. So I am always very proud of his achievements, what and how he addresses sensitive matters like porn addictions, people who don't know how to use their phones, people who get conned and duped by people, by others online, on social media, and so many other behavioral addictions that many of the scholars shy away from speaking. We are honored to have him in our midst today to address the youth who are here. That is why I call on my beloved brother, Habibi, take your time. Let's address all of us. We are all somehow addicted to our phones, including myself. Not in a bad thing, but in good things. Sometimes we lose control over the time. We even forget how long we are just clicking on our phones and doing things. And here is our brother. He will address all of us. فَلْيَتَفَضَّلْ مَشْكُورًا. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I will not accept softer response than what you have given to Mufti Ming. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. ما شاء الله تبارك الله. Before we begin, inshallah, just to clarify something, inshallah ta'ala. As Mufti introduced me, that I am from Australia, which is a fact. But today we are all Palestinians, inshallah. We're all from Palestine. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them victory very soon. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all an entry to Al Masjid Al Aqsa when it is in the hands of those who deserve it. Ameen Allah. Now let's get back to business, inshallah. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأولين والآخرين محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وارض اللهم عنا معهم أجمعين اللهم آمين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. Now by a show of hands, inshallah ta'ala. And I want you to be honest with me, because lying is haram, as you know, right? If you lie, you go where? You go to hell, right? So how many of you here, inshallah ta'ala, begin the days, as soon as you wake up, the first thing you hold, the first thing you touch is your phone? Raise up your hand. Allah tabarakallah. Now, I want Can we just ask the DJ not to play anything while it's... The DJ, please stop the music. Can I tell you something? I want to tell you something, Mufti. Some people, they raise their hands so quickly, but when they saw you raising your hand, everybody raised their hands. I was about to tell you, don't worry, Mufti Mink is not looking. All right. How many of you have done that at least in the past 1 year? Raise up your hand. At least in the past 1 year, that was your practice. As soon as you wake up, you check your phone. Raise up your hand. Be honest, yeah? You want to? Nobody's going to judge you, inshallah. Brilliant. Brilliant. How many of you, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, are still watching movies? Raise up your hand. Be honest. Be honest. Allahu Akbar. How many of you, can we just raise up our hands without talking so we can, inshallah, focus, yeah? How many of you are into TV series, sitcom? You know, back in the days, I want to tell you something. I am originally from Egypt, yeah? Dr. Muhammad Salah, by the way, he's also an Egyptian, so we're all Africans, alhamdulillah. Back in the days, we used to watch these TV series. And in Egypt, we used to have two channels. Growing up, this is what we used to have. Two channels. And even the names of these channels were very boring. Channel number one. Do you want to guess the second? Channel number two. How boring is that? And TV series was something very, very popular. And subhanAllah al-Azim, it made the community very busy. Because you watch an episode today, and you have to wait until tomorrow to continue watching the second episode. And usually the episode will end on something that is so suspicious, so, you know, a non-ending story that you wanted to know. And I observed my aunties in particular, my mom, my aunties, they will call each other after the series, after the episode, and they will be guessing, do you think Ahmed is gonna get married to Mona? Or what's gonna happen, you know? And I found that people have left the real life, wallah, they left the real life, the real troubles, the real problems, and they are talking now about an imaginary story that never happened and will never impact them in any way, shape or form. Now, we don't have two channels. Now we have so many channels to a point that I have a friend of mine who told me that she watched 114 episodes in 2 days. You do the math. Now the reason why I brought this up, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, listen to this very, very carefully. If you were touching your phone and browsing your phone every single day in the past 1 year at least, regularly, day in and day out, it means what? It means that you're already consistent. True or false? No, respond back to me. True or false? Allahu Akbar. If you were able to finish 30 episodes, 40 episodes of one TV series regularly, it means what? It means that you are consistent. True or false? You are steadfast, but on the wrong direction, in the wrong direction. Which means what? That if you can change the action and maintain the same energy to do that which is good, that which is acceptable, you will end up also being on istiqamah, being steadfast, being consistent, but towards Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. This is what I wanted to emphasize today, inshallah. And the problem is that I just mentioned movies and TV series, but there are other content, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, on the internet. And these content usually are browsed when you are alone behind closed doors. And these content, they're not just a simple story of a love story between Ahmed and Muna, or Ahmed and Khadija. No, these stories, walayadu billah, are sexual in nature, to a point that scholars of the field of neuroscience now, they said that these imagery, these haram images can act on the brain in the same way how cocaine and heroin and hard drugs act on the same brain. In fact, it can change the entire structure of your brain, especially the reward circuit of the brain, which means when you experience a reward, the reward circuit starts registering the activity and remind you to do it again and again to a point that you become addicted to that act. Now we're talking about addiction. I want to make a distinction between the words addiction and attachment. Because working in that field, I'll find some people coming to me and tell me, brother, I'm addicted to the Quran. Or I'm addicted to going to the masjid. I understand what they mean, but we need to language it right, inshallah. Anytime we say addiction, it is used in the negative sense. When you are addicted to anything, it means that that thing has a negative impact on your life. Even the hormones that are produced when you are addicted are harmful. Why harmful? Because they control your very behavior. You know it's haram, you know it's wrong, you know you want to quit, but you can't. You're like enslaved to that activity, that's addiction. So it's always used in the negative sense. But when you say I'm attached to the Quran, and when you recite the Quran regularly, those Huffaz, mashallah, tabarakallah, I see them revising the Quran on a regular basis. Those who are always keeping a Quran in the pockets, in the purse, reading in transportations, reading in the masjids, reading in their homes. Regularly. They can't let a day pass by without reciting the Quran. This is not addiction. This is attachment to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And amazingly, the hormones that are produced during these activities are different. When you're watching pornographic content on the internet and have a solo pleasurable act, the hormones that are produced in your brain are different than those that are produced when you intimate with your beloved halal wife or husband. Look at that. So there's something that we have to really look into seriously. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wins my brothers and sisters in Islam, there is hope He will find out a way to exit that vicious cycle bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So I have with me 7 tips, inshallah, or 7 qualities, or 7, you know, attitudes that we need to adopt in order for us to remain upon the straight path bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. And these are not the only steps that will get you out of addiction if you are addicted to any of these behaviors, but they are absolutely essential. Absolutely, if you're a Muslim, these are the steps that you have to take, inshallah ta'ala, to become steadfast upon the straight path. And to make it easy, inshallah, I will link each of these words, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, to the letters that spell the word strive. The word strive, each of those letters will represent a quality, an attitude that we need to adopt. If you master them, inshallah ta'ala, nothing will shake you. Nothing will defeat you. But the question that you should ask yourself is, my brothers, my sisters in Islam, am I willing to sacrifice my phones a little bit? And instead of hugging it all night next to my bed, will I be able to leave that phone outside? Will I be able to download certain softwares and filters that can actually block these images from entering your homes? I have counseled so many parents who are crying with tears today. Why? Because they have gifted their children a cell phone, but they did not monitor the use. Only to find their children as young as 6, 7, and 8 years of age addicted to pornography. So we don't want that cycle to be repeated. So what is the first letter of the word strive? Can you help me? No? All right. S is for seriousness. If you are not serious about your religion, my brothers and sisters in Islam, something else in your life will become more serious than the deen of Allah. And that will lead you nowhere. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, Al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, wa atmamtu alaykum ni'mati, wa raditu lakum al-Islam deena. This day I have perfected your religion, your way of life for you. If Allah perfected Islam, then nothing can be added or extracted from this way of life to make you feel better. But unfortunately, sometimes we leave the Quran and we go to music. How many into music here? Raise up your hand. Don't worry. Mufti Mink is not looking. Hurry up. Yeah, you see? And subhanAllah, we don't even reflect over these lyrics. I was talking to the people in Lagos a few days ago about the type of songs that we listen to. There is a song that we used to listen to in the past, and the singer says, "I believe I can fly. I believe I can touch the sky." This guy either a liar or a jinn. So only jinn can touch the sky, as Allah said in the Quran, right? Look at the type of song that we chant. Subhanallah al-Azim. Wallahi, I was going through the lyrics of Barbie song, and I was shocked to the core, because the Barbie song, which I know everybody knows here, know it here, in that song, and this is the song that we buy for our children. It says what? "You can brush my hair, undress me everywhere." This is the song that is given to our kids to sing and dance on, and we're happy. We are the one who buy these materials. And wallahi, in no long time, they will require harder content to be satisfied. So be serious. Look at Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda. One day, after Salatul Fajr, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asking, "Is there anyone who woke up today fasting?" Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda raised up his hand and said, "Me, Ya Rasulullah." "Is there anyone amongst you?" The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked further, "Have given anything in charity today?" "Me, Ya Rasulullah." Again, Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda was there. "Did anyone visit a sick person today?" "Me, Ya Rasulullah." Again, Abu Bakr was there, radiallahu anhu arda. "Did anyone follow a janazah today?" Again, Abu Bakr, four actions after Salatul Fajr. And subhanallah al-azim, no one told Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu arda to execute these actions. He initiated them. This is how serious they were. And that's why they deserve to be the best of the best. They deserve it. And the Prophet ﷺ said, none of you can combine these four actions in a single day, except Jannah becomes compulsory on it. Jannah becomes the reward of those who combine these four actions. Bilal ibn Rabah radiallahu anhu arda, the Prophet ﷺ one day told him, "What are you doing, Ya Bilal? What are you doing? I can hear your footsteps in Jannah." While he's on earth, while he's still alive, the Prophet ﷺ is telling that, "I can hear your footsteps. What are you doing?" He said, "Nothing, Ya Rasulullah, other than whenever I make wudu, I do two rak'ah, just thanks given to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." Again, no one told Bilal to do these two rak'ah. He initiated it. Now, a side note, we can't start an act of worship today and say that Sheikh Wael said, you know, we have to initiate acts of worship. Back then, the Prophet was there to confirm or to correct the action of the companions. But the point is, they were very serious. They used to fill in the gaps. They used to fill in their free time by becoming productive on their own. This is how you should, inshallah ta'ala, behave from now on. Second letter of the word strive is? Naam?
T.
Shout at me.
T.
T stands for today. If you decided to change, change now and today. My mother-in-law, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on her. She, after I got married, we went to the Philippines. My wife is a Filipino, and my wife's background is Catholic. So we used to invite her to Islam a lot. And every time we'll ask her to embrace Islam, because she almost believed in everything that we say, she would say what? Maybe later. For 16 years, maybe later. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the later of yesterday is today. Why will you delay further until shaitan laugh at you when you are in your grave, when you are sent to your grave? So don't ever postpone your tawbah. Don't ever postpone good actions. If you've learned something today from all the mashayikh here, then go and execute it today. Psychologists are telling us that if you do not act upon the knowledge that you've learned, within 48 hours, most likely you will never act upon them. So today is the day, inshallah ta'ala, if you wanted to create positive changes in your life. Letter 3 is 4, R. Now I have one word and another word bonus for you, inshallah. The third letter is R for repentance. Don't ever give up hope. Don't ever think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is angry at you just because you have sinned or because you are stuck within these cycles of addictions. Always go back to Allah. Whenever you fall, go back. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Kullu ibn Adam khata." There is no exception. All the children of Adam are sinners. They are bound to commit sinful activities. But the best of them are those who often go back to Allah and repent to Allah and never say, "Why me?" and never become despondent because of their wrongdoing. They know that there is a Lord who can forgive their sins. That's why Allah said in the Quran, "Qul ya ibadiya alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim la taqnatu min rahmatillah inna Allah yaghfiru adh-dhunuba jami'a innahu huwal ghafurur rahim." Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, tell my servants who have transgressed against themselves, who have sinned day and night, tell them, despair not from the mercy of Allah. Never give up on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah forgive all sins, big or small, so long as you return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in the same ayah, Allah is reminding us of His qualities. Innahu huwa al-ghafur al-rahim. This is part of Allah's characteristics, forgiving and most merciful. May Allah have mercy upon us all. The second letter R is run away. If you wanted to quit your addiction, run away just like Yusuf alayhi salam. When Imra'atul Aziz seduced him, when one of the most beautiful ladies of her time seduced him sexually, she locked him in a room. No one enters, no one goes or leaves. And she told him, "Hay talak, I'm all yours." And he ran to the opposite direction. And while I was reading and reflecting over this, I was asking myself, where is Prophet Yusuf running to? Everything is locked. I don't care. Whenever there is a sin committed in my spot, I should leave it immediately and run away. He ran away. She pulled him. She ripped off his shirt. This is how strongly he resisted. This is how strongly Allah said, "Fasta'asam." He resisted with might, with strength, because he don't want to fall into zina. May Allah protect us all, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So run away, my brothers and sisters in Islam. Letter I is for Ihsan. And Ihsan is loosely translated as perfection, but it actually has much more deeper meaning than just perfection. We strive again to perfect our actions, whether they're active worship or in our work or in any other good activity that's acceptable by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We strive to do it in a perfect manner. But the point is, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam defined the term. And he said that ihsan is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if He's right in front of you. Now I want you to visualize this. Not to visualize Allah, but visualize that situation. That you're worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in His presence. How this prayer will look like. How will it look like, my brothers and sisters in Islam? But then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained that even though you can't see Allah, He sees you. Wallahi, I was discussing with my Hindu ex-boss. And I consider him one of the smartest people I have met in this dunya. Very smart. And one day I was praying and then he asked me, "How do you concentrate when you pray and there is nothing in front of you?" I said, "Because I believe that Allah sees me." And wallahi, فَبُهِتَ الَّذِي كَفَرَ. And the one who had no faith like ourselves, my brothers and sisters, was dumbfounded. I was like, wow, I defeated the smartest people I've ever, you know, come across. But it was not me who defeated it. It's the Quran. It's the hujjah of the Quran, the evidence Allah had given us in the Quran. Allahu Akbar. So do whatever you do, my brothers and sisters in Islam, with this element of ihsan. Letter V stands for virtues and ethics and manners. There are many people who will come to Islam from a different background, but they will carry with them these manners that are not a match with our beautiful religion. We need to learn how to change them. You see, all the prophets of Allah came to invite us to worship one God. وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّغُوتِ. This is the main message that all the messengers of Allah were sent with. That we have sent in every nation a messenger with the teaching, worship one God and stay away from any false deity. But our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he's the last and final messenger of Allah, he was given an extra duty to fulfill, and that is perfecting our manners. إِنَّمَا بُعِثْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. I have not been sent except to perfect manners. So as much as you are keen to memorize the Quran, as much as you're keen to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and fulfill all your ibadah, remember, you have to work on your behaviors. How many times I will hear from wives coming complaining that my husband is an imam, my husband is a religious figure who's respected here, respected there, but look at my eye and only to see a blue eye right in front of you because the husband is a bit angry, agitated about something very, very trivial. So as much as you're perfecting your acts of worship, you need to also perfect your manners. Once your manners became perfect, wallahi, no addiction can overtake you. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is addressing this in Surah Al-Mu'minun, when Allah listed the categories of successful believers. And you will be amazed when you read, this is your homework by the way, inshallah. When you go home, Surah Al-Mu'minun is your homework. Right? Surah what? Surah what? Yeah, that's your homework, read it for yourself. You will see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will start by saying, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Successful believers are those who focus and concentrate in their prayer. So when you hear the adhan, no match will ever let me delay my salah. No TV series, no Amitabh Bachchan, nothing will let me leave my salah, my prayer, and go and watch something worthy. وَلَيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ. And in the next ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about manner. وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. And those who stay away from vain and ill talk. How many people here? I don't want to see hands. Maybe you can nod if you want. How many people can agree that gossiping is something very common? Yeah, everybody's nodding shit. Backbiting. The brothers are not nodding, you know, they're angels, mashallah. On that side there are angels. Allah understand. So Allah is telling us, if you want to be successful, these are the criteria. So if we focus on perfecting our acts of ibadah, as well as our manners and dealing with each other, wallahi, nothing will defeat you in this dunya. And finally, letter E, the final E in the word strive, is emulate. Emulate the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Emulate his lifestyle. No one follow his lifestyle and go wrong, ever. No one follows the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and go astray. So imitate him to the best of your ability. The companions, wallahi, sometimes you study the seerah and you can't even fathom how the companions will even think to do what they have done. Look at Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda, looking at a stone, the black stone in the Kaaba, and talking to it. One of the most genius people ever walked down this earth, Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu arda. Would you imagine that he was talking to a stone that cannot hear him, cannot benefit him, cannot harm him? But he was doing that to prove a point. He told the black stone, I know you are a stone. I know you cannot harm me nor benefit me. And had I not seen the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam kissing you, I would have never kissed you. And then, after that, he kissed the black stone. He's reassuring himself that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the ultimate guide. Didn't the Prophet ﷺ one day was walking with Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu anhu, and he told him, I love you, Ya Rasulullah. And he said, more than your business, O Umar? He said, yes, more than my business, more than your children. Yes, more than children, more than yourself. He said, no. Very truthful, very honest, subhanAllah. He said, no. He said, la ya Umar, no. Your faith will remain incomplete until I become more beloved to you than your own self. So Umar thought of it, and he said, now ya Rasulullah, I love you more than myself. He said, now ya Umar, now your faith is complete. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, he came to his father and he told him, what made you change your opinion so quickly? He said, I thought of it. Who was there for me to guide me to Islam? It was the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And who will be interceding on my behalf on the day of judgment? It's the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So I needed him more than myself, then I loved him more than myself. Look at this. Look at the story of the Prophet ﷺ praying behind him the companions, they were praying their sandals during one of the battles. And while the Prophet ﷺ was praying, he started removing his shoes. Guess what happened at the back? Everyone started removing their sandals. When the Prophet ﷺ finished his salah, he asked them, they didn't dare to tell him, why did you remove your shoes? Because this is the most logical thing to do. He initiated the action, then I have the right to ask, why did you remove the shoes? Oh Prophet Allah, by the way, why did you remove it? No one asked. The Prophet did it. I know it's done for the best. But he asked them, why did you remove your shoes? He said, we saw you. Then we did them. He said, you didn't. He explained to them that he didn't need to remove the shoes. Jibreel alayhi salam came to me and said that there is a najas, there is something dirty in my sandal and I needed to remove it. My brothers and sisters in Islam, remember the word strive? Remember the word strive? Letter S stands for be serious about your deen. Letter T, do not delay your tawbah today. Letter R is for run away from the sin and repent regularly. Letter I, do everything with ihsan. Letter V, perfect your virtues and manners and live by them. Letter E, emulate the best of the best of the best, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and nothing will ever go wrong. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.